Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So will we or won't we with baseball? 114 game proposal by the players. The reports were yesterday that if they don't reach an agreement, baseball's looking at a 50-game schedule.
And baseball can basically just institute a 50-game schedule, I think, because they go back now, all of a sudden, that agreement that they came to in March, I guess, before the pandemic really got going, all of a sudden now that becomes a legal document, according to baseball? Well, maybe a legal document is the wrong term to use, but they have the ability, if they can't figure things out,
they'll play 50,
to just dictate, the commissioner does, to dictate how many games they will play for a Major League Baseball season. And if they decide that, you know, 50 is the right amount of games to play, then 50 is the amount of games that they're going to play in Major League Baseball this year.
But even you did the math yesterday. 114 minus 32 is 82. 50
That's right.
Plus 32 is 82. Feels like you had that number already.
Yeah, it feels like you did. You were right there, man. You were like right there. Yeah. And had an opportunity to just settle on 82 games. I don't understand why Major League Baseball is looking past the obvious and past the easy and was willing to drag everybody through this fight and really, you know, make their fans upset, leave a bad taste in everybody's mouth, only to come back to where they started, and that was 82 games.
And they may find out they may be allowed to have fans at some point.
Right, right? Exactly. So we don't know that.
The worst-case scenario of not playing in front of anybody may lessen at some point.
I mean, the NFL right now is planning to have stadiums filled with people, right? Like, that's their game
college
plan right now.
College football is planning to have some.
College is planning to have fans at their games. So why couldn't
Major
League Baseball?
NASCAR could, by the end of the month, have fans.
That's right. You can start bringing fans back to a lot of these events.
So,
I mean, I don't think it's right to say, and I think it's a great point, Josh, I don't think it's right to say we're just playing without fans this year and moving on. I think there is a possibility
they
you could
may
have
get
fans
closer
this
and closer
year.
To do that. J.J. Cooper, Baseball America, on The Drive yesterday on 610 Sports Radio, says baseball needs to draw a line in the sand.
There's no real clear red line. There's no date, and if we get past that date, then all of a sudden everything kind of falls apart. I mean, right now, everyone talks about they have this goal of, hey, we want to have baseball back, you know, regular season games going by July 4th. But if we're talking 2 weeks from now and there's still no agreement, then there's no reason that the two sides have broken off talks and said, oh, there's no hope. There's just this kind of – there's not that pressure point that you kind of sometimes may need to get to an agreement. Both sides can kind of stare at each other for a while longer right now and kind of say, no, we're not budging, and neither side really feels the impetus that they have to budget.
Yeah, so, yeah, deadlines have a magical way of getting things done. There isn't really a deadline. I mean, you can push it as far as you want,
right?
And still probably play some form of season. You might run into weather more so than maybe we don't know if there's going to be a flare up of coronavirus.
There's no guarantee that there is. There's no guarantee that there isn't.
We know it's going to get cold,
right? And we know viruses come back every year. It happens.
In some climates, it's going to get cold and a little difficult to play baseball later in the season.
Right.
That's about the only thing you're running into. And if something like that were to happen, you could for a season move to a warm weather destination.
Right. I mean, if this thing continues to get pushed back and you have to spill into November, maybe you do finish out the season at your spring training, homes, or you finish them out at, you know, the dome stadiums around Major League Baseball in Texas and in Florida and in Arizona, like they had kind of talked about, you know, when this whole thing got going, some of the plans that were thrown out there, maybe it is. But deadlines tend to have, sides come together and resolve things. That's why everything in sports seemingly has a deadline. Free agency has a deadline, you know, trade deadline. You have, you know, deadlines for franchise tags. You have deadlines for everything in professional sports because deadlines force things to get done. And right now, as J.J. Cooper said, yeah, baseball doesn't have a deadline right now. There is no deadline out there. There's just kind of this mythical stuff happening out there. And, yeah, we'll see if we get to something. If we don't, we'll just worry about it tomorrow type of deal.
Not necessarily a deadline, but don't you think forcing that was the 50-gamer yesterday?
Well, I think a little bit of that. I think that was kind of the hammer being put down by Major League Baseball. Like, if you guys aren't going to come to something, then we're just going to play 50 games.
I felt like that created a deadline.
But they didn't say a date. They didn't say when you have to decide, when you need to determine, when you need to do this, when you need to move forward, when you need to move on. And I think ultimately that's what it's all about for us is to have that true deadline. They need to say by the end of the week, you know, by Friday, we need to have a resolution on this or we're playing 50 games. Major League Baseball, again, just kind of said, well, we'll just play 50 games or what? You know, when is that going to be announced? When are you going to start? What are the details behind that? If Major League Baseball came out yesterday and the owners came out yesterday and said, we're willing to work this week, but by Friday we better have a resolution to this situation of what we're going to do or we're doing a 50-game season. And based on the agreement that was signed in March, the commissioner has the ability to say how many games are going to be played. It's up to his discretion, and 50 is where it's at right now. So if you guys want to come back and play 50 games and get ready for 50 games this year, by all means, continue to drag your feet. But if you want to find something that's going to work, let's get to work. Let's put pen to paper. Let's get into a room, and let's not leave that room until we have a resolution on this and play 82 games. And then we can move forward. But 50 games is nice, but there still wasn't a deadline to say we are going to enact this beginning on Monday, July 8th or June 8th or whatever.
I mean, it would be beneficial if they said, look, feasibly, we need to have our season done by this date.
Right.
Backing it from there, we need to start by this date in order to play this amount of games.
Right.
Like to really spell it out. And I think that would give you a proper deadline.
And how many realistic weeks do you guys need to prepare to get ready for the season? Is it 2 weeks? Is it 3 weeks? Is it a month? Because now we're already into June. We're on the second day of June. June is running out right now, okay? We're not in May or April anymore where we can sit back and go, July 4th is a while away. We'll get something done. It's not a big deal. No, we are coming up to that deadline where if you want to start July 1st or June 30th, as the Major League Baseball players suggested, the time to act is now. And in reality, if you want to start at the end of this month or at the beginning of July and you want to get baseball going in July and August and September, there really is a deadline, Josh. It's the end of the week to get things going so you can start spring training next week and get 3 weeks of arm stretches and pulling those rubber bands and, you know, dry swings in. You got to have a deadline of this week. You can't continue to push it any further if you expect to have baseball at the beginning of July.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.